This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day along the Gulf Coast. This is a day that so many local drivers, regional drivers, and national drivers have been waiting for. The 46th annual Snowball Derby presented by Jeg's Preview, and this is going to be major today. Now, we're looking at the weather. There's some sprinkles and some showers in the area, but not even close to Pensacola. Tim Bryant is standing by with all the good details. Also, we're going to talk with Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. It's the end of the year banquet coming up Saturday, December 14th at the Sims Community Center. And also, Sunny South Raceway is getting a facelift. I'm going to try to poke and pod Joe a little bit to see if he'll tell us a little bit about what's going on in the infield. And the famous yellow number 99, Wayne Niedecken Jr. is going to join us, testing for both the Snowflake and the Snowball Derby today. A 10-time track champion. And a lot of cool information about him I've been digging up. Did you know he was the first consecutive NASCAR Grand American National Champion in 80 and 81? He's got a lot of family history. We're going to talk about everybody that's testing, including Wayne. And then NASCAR Ron with Flemington Speedways got some big news about next Saturday, November 30th, 10th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship. You know, you got all the local divisions, but now just added the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars one more time this year. And ticket prices aren't bad at all. If you go on to FlemingtonSpeedway.com, you'll find out all about it. But thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Mobile Regional Airport, and Sunny South Raceway, the great sponsors of the show. And straight to it, the gates have just opened over at Five Flag Speedway. Tim Bryant standing by, and a big buzz about today's practice. You got people coming from all over the area, and already got the late models pouring into the track. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane. Yeah, the haulers are making their way down the backstretch, headed towards the pits. A nice group of haulers staged in the parking lot through the night. You'd think it was Snowball Derby race week.
Well, might as well be. It's going to be that busy. You guys have done something that's, like I said, much anticipated. Now these drivers have been buzzing all over Facebook. Can't wait to go. Try to get the fastest times. Tell us about the money that's on stake today.
Well, the preview's turned into almost an event unto itself, and it's very simple. We have seven divisions of race vehicles. I say it that way because of the new Pro Truck division. Mm-hmm. But seven divisions will be participating in the Snowball Derby this year. All seven will be doing the open test today. We'll rotate by divisions. Dan Spence will have his hands full for sure, trying to keep order in the pits, because all of these guys are going to be chomping at the bit to get on that racetrack. But they're all going to practice. We're going to keep times all day long. We're going to have a designated time period in the afternoon for the Bomber division. They're mm-hmm. the only vehicles that we have here that don't use electronic scoring devices. So, the other six divisions will record every lap they make all day long if they choose to participate. And at the end of the day, we're going to pay some money to the guy that laid down the fastest lap in each class.
Now, all those drivers are going to participate. You need to bring an extra $20. That's the rental fee for those transponders. But I'm telling you, you got an opportunity to win up to $500 if you're the super late model fast guy. So, I mean, that's huge money. I'd say that's a good $20 investment.
Well, you know, they said you can't win practice, but today at Five Flags Speedway, you can.
Hey, let's talk about, the people that can't make it. We've got so many people around the country and worldwide that listen to the show. We're so thankful. But obviously, FiveFlagSpeedway.com, but you guys have such a special relationship with Speed51.com. They're at the track again today. Talk about just the great group of folks that come and what they do for the track and the Snowball Derby.
Well, Bob Gilner, Fox Sports 1 broadcaster and co-owner of Speed51.com, has had a special place since way back in the early 2000s for the Snowball Derby, and his desire to see the event grow has helped tremendously. He's bringing a big staff of people this year. They give great coverage, not only for the folks that can't make it to Pensacola for the weekend events, but very common to see folks in the grandstands with their smartphones looking at the Trackside Now coverage, because there's some interesting stories all day long. I think it's safe to say probably half the people on the grounds are following Speed 51 as well.
Yeah, and like you say, they do such a great job. So, well, what are you expecting to see now? I'm seeing, as we're getting closer, just a few more weeks until the Derby. I think the countdown was, I saw it, I was looking on Wayne Niedecken Jr.'s page, and he's got a countdown to the Derby. It's 11 days, 6 hours, and 11 seconds. So, are you ready?
Well, you know, there's always lots of projects to do, but we've been working feverishly since September 28th, which was our last event here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the place is looking pretty good. We jinxed the car yesterday, had an open wheel modified in from Texas doing a private test yesterday, and he got in a turn for a wall, and I apologized to the guy. I said, I'm sorry. I said, that was our fault. He says, why, was there something on the track? And I said, no, we repainted the wall yesterday.
I know all about that.
And sucked him right in, and so we've got about 150-foot span there. We've got to do some touch-up, and we may have a little more after today, certainly. We hope not, but the facility's coming together. You know, all of our staff is excited about the prospects of showing folks a good time when they get here.
And it's always fun. Now, the fans can still get tickets, but they are going quick. Tell me about how the seats are and where can you still get tickets?
Well, our ticket office, by the way, is open today, 10 to 5, and we do still have some reserve seats remaining. They have gone very well, but there are some reserve seats left, and of course, we'll have general admission on race weekend as well. So, you know, all things said, with the number of entries that we've got, the anticipation is building, the excitement seems to be kind of growing daily, so you know, we're looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a good event.
Well, you know, and this is, you know, when most of the racing around the country, I mean, there's snow up in Illinois after tornadoes last week in Indiana, and so there's not many places in December to run, and this is such a special race. You've got people from all over the country and worldwide. I see that you got big names, including the 2013 NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour Rookie of the Year. His name's Cole Powell. He's from Ontario, Canada, and I saw on the news earlier in Ontario, it was like 30 below without the wind chill because of the system coming through. He's going to love this Pensacola weather.
You know, might be testament to why I think Cole makes the 8th entry that we have from across the border. A lot of Canadian representation this year. And of course, he's going to be driving for Brad Keselowski Racing, which is coming loaded for Bear. Austin Terrio, another Canadian driver. Lonnie Somerville on that team. So those guys are scheduled to do a private test late next week. Of course, we mentioned again Derek Thorne. He's such an interesting story coming from California. He's actually, if you follow him on Facebook, they're actually giving updates of their road trip, which is underway as we speak. It's a lot of fun. And but anyway, today, you know, we're going to have a lot of the local racers out here. That's what we're excited about. This is their best opportunity to get in some track time, so we're expecting a lot of the local cars from the Bomber Division, Sportsman, Modified Superstock, Pro Truck, and Pro Late Models, of course, and Super Late Models.
Well, you know, if you're a conspiracy theorist, you can see that NASCAR has changed the date to their awards banquet in Las Vegas. They have done it traditionally on the Saturday night, and now it's on Friday night, the 6th. Now, I'm just thinking, well, technically, if somebody was particularly at that event and still wanted to make the Derby, they could get on a plane Friday night, make it down Saturday morning, and do some testing and all that good stuff. Do you have anyone that might possibly be doing something like that, as I'm trying to find it? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I know what you're thinking. I know where you're going, and I like the way you think, by the way, but certainly we're not one to speculate on anything like that. Quite frankly, Kane, if a guy is not here, you know, from Wednesday on at the Snowball Derby, I just don't think karma's going to be on his side. Yeah. You know, it's a deal where you've kind of got to be there on Thursday when practice starts. Times like Speedway is such a fickle racetrack. The conditions tend to change, you know, almost daily on Snowball Derby weekend. Some guys will unload on Thursday and be really good, and by Friday, you know, they're not as good as they were, and then, you know, by Saturday, final practice before Sunday Snowball, they're thrashing, throwing stuff at their car. So, you know, I don't see any late entries coming in, but hey, you never know.
Well, let me ask you also, I know you've got so much going on, you're getting ready to go here. Today, the fans can get in free, isn't that right?
Free admission to the grandstands, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we're going to have a pit full of race cars. Mm-hmm. Pit admission is $15, by the way, per person. But the grandstands are free. We're going to have our concession stands open and just encourage folks to come out. Don't have to spend all day. It's going to be a long day, by the way. We're practicing from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. tonight. But for a couple hours, you can see a lot of racing action practice-wise.
Oh, bring the kids by. This is definitely a way to get them ready. Now, also, if you can't make it, I know there's some people still working on their cars. Me. And what about private testing? Because you're still running out of time. And really, after Thanksgiving, you're pretty much booked, aren't you?
Well, yeah, next weekend is booked up. We've got some openings early this week. If somebody was thrashing that just flight couldn't get ready for today, we've got a few cars that are going to stay over and practice again tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, Thursday's quiet day here at the Speedway. But, you know, all said and done, I think by 8 o'clock tonight, there's going to be a lot of guys that are hopefully leave this racetrack thinking they're sitting on ready.
Well, before we let you go, Sunday is such a special, magical event. You know, it all comes up to the Snowball Derby, and it has a NASCAR feel. If you get there early, you walk through the pits, they line up all the cars, and then they all warm them up and stuff. Can you try to describe to someone who's never been to the Derby that atmosphere? Because it really is like, I mean, if you've been to NASCAR race, it's just like that, but it's a smaller version of that, so it's almost more personable.
Well, I mean, there's definitely some electricity here in the air. We're going to feel a lot of that today, as a matter of fact, as the haulers are being lined up one by one down the front pit road. But it's special, and of course, a lot of the fans choose to go the VIP ticket route, which gives them pit access. So there's just a lot of race fans, you know, walking around during the pits during practice and what have you, getting up close to the drivers, and you know, it's just a great atmosphere.
Well, before we let you go, one more thing. I know I keep saying that, but I want to go back to last Saturday at Mobile International Speedway. Not only did you celebrate this year's champions, but Cowboy Bob Kelly, it's just such a great guy. Just lost his wife a couple of weeks ago. Still praying for him and his family, but he did something real special. Can you tell us why he was at the awards banquet?
Well, yeah, Bob Kelly is a legend in Mobile, certainly for wrestling, and you know, played a nice role in the racing era of Lee Fields, and it was great to have him at the banquet last week. But he unveiled the Racers Hall of Fame last Saturday night at the awards banquet, and he's just got some great memories inside that room, and I think it's the beginning of something really special. Also, we announced that the 2014 induction ceremony for the racing portion of the Hall of Fame will be done at the Lee Fields Memorial next year, and we're still working feverishly on our 2014 schedule, by the way. But yeah, that was a really special moment for all the racing community with Bob Kelly in the house.
Well, I know also right after the Derby, aren't you heading up to Indianapolis for a special show?
Yeah, the Performance Racing Industry Trade Show is going on next week. A lot of folks will be moving from the Snowball up to that. I do plan on attending that. There, you know, a lot of meetings going on concerning 2014, so it'll be a good time.
Well, Tim, I know you got to go. I've dragged you out too long. Sorry, man. Go out there and get those guys parked. I appreciate you coming on board. We'll have you back on next Saturday as we continue and get ready and closer to the preview and the Snowball Derby. Tim, I appreciate everything you do, my friend.
Thank you, Kane. We appreciate all you do for the racing along the Gulf Coast here. And in about 40 minutes, we're going to be making some noise here at Pitt
Hill. That is so awesome. There you go. Tim Bryan, he's ready to crank up those motors over at Five Flag Speedway. More to come, including Wayne Niedecken Jr., NASCAR Ron from Flemington Speedway, and Joe McArdle talks racing and the short track, Sunny South Raceway, next on Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway. What a busy day they've got today. Sunny South Raceway at Mobile Regional Airport now with new daily nonstop flights to Chicago through United. You've got to check out Chicago's Winter Wonderland. You can do it at mobairport.com. Hey, how about a great show still to come? We're not done yet. NASCAR Run with Flemington Speedway. Big news about next Saturday's 10th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship coming up. They're bringing back the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. Wayne Niedecken Jr. is on the way right now. He's probably actually pulling into the pits. We're going to grab him before he climbs into the car in about 30 minutes to do testing, and he's got a lot of cool stuff to tell us about, and including a new sponsor, but some exciting news from the private Bristol in our own backyard, as I call it, training tomorrow's racers today. That's what Sunny South Raceway does. If you're listening online, click over to sunnysouthraceway.org. Check out the photos of the facility, and good to have him back on the show. Joe McArdle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, we've got big news. You know, as the Snowball Derby, everyone's kind of focusing on that, all the racers along the Gulf Coast. But the weekend after is your time again. And Saturday, the 14th at the Sims Community Center, you guys are going to have a great night celebrating champions.
Yes, sir, we are. Like you say, the Sims Community Center, we were there 2 years ago. 14th of December, we will have our banquet, and we will honor our champions. As you know, this year we added two go-kart classes, and they will be included.
Oh, good.
I'd like to take this time to invite everybody out. Even if you don't receive acknowledged for a championship, come on out and watch your buddy get it. But there will be two go-kart classes there that we didn't have last year as far as receiving champions. And all our regulars come out and have a spend a good night with us.
Well, and it's at, like I said, the Sims Community Center. It's only $10 per adult. Kids 12 and under are free. And here's the best part. You're going to have not only that, food, fun, and door prizes, and even the fans are invited to this.
Yes, yes. We're inviting the fans. The staff will be there. And all our racers. I mean, it's a get together for Sunnyside.
Well, you have a lot of stuff going on. I kind of teased a little bit that how Sunnyside Raceway might be getting a facelift. Now, this happened way back in the day because originally it was J&J Speedway, and again, you can tell a little bit about the history on the website and some information on how they switched it to make it look like Bristol. Like I said, it's a high banked, tight little oval, a lot of fun, and there's something new coming. Are you ready to kind of maybe let the cat out of the bag a little bit and what your plans are for next year?
We'll open the bag a little bit.
I love it. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. It's hard to get out of.
All right. Right now, Sunny South is going to open up next year as a two-track race facilities.
Really?
We will put the dirt track in the infield.
So the rumors are true. So you are going to put a dirt. Now, what about the lights? Because you've got lights in there. What's the process of moving those?
Okay. Last Saturday, we met with Alabama Power to move the light poles in the center field to the outside of the track, over behind the big wall on the back, the big metal wall.
Yeah.
And as you know, the lights that shine on the front part of the track are over there behind the spectators already.
Yeah.
So we're moving the light poles to the outside. Alabama Power suggested a transformer up there, and that would eliminate some wire, so they're looking into that.
Wow.
But yes, it's in place. We're going with it. And our plans are to race every second weekend, not every weekend.
Oh, okay, because there were some rumors about if you were going to have two tracks, it'd be like one Friday, maybe race on the asphalt, and then that next Saturday run on the dirt cart or the dirt track. So how you working this out?
Well, what we're planning on doing is running the asphalt track Friday night.
Okay.
And that's our local division now as we know them.
Yeah.
A couple classes of go-karts, and then come back Saturday night or Saturday afternoon and run the dirt people.
Wow. And now what size? How big is this track going to be? Is there going to be banking on it? Is it going to be a flat oval? How do you design a dirt track in the middle of an asphalt track?
Well, what I tell everybody, the inside of our track is a quarter mile.
Mm, okay.
Okay. The plans are now no wall. But you have to get that runoff water off the asphalt track. But you have to do it in a way that it doesn't come down there and rut up the dirt track.
So what? Yeah, what's the answer to that?
Well, you know, we think we know everything. Right now, we're looking at maybe a 3-foot wide patch of grass to slow the water down. You're not going to get all the water off.
Yeah, that's a
and
good
then
idea.
Come back with a banked dirt track. Now we already have irrigation underground in the center of the track as we talk right now. That was done from day one.
Yeah.
Okay. To get all that water to go down in there is what we're planning on. And it will be, you know, what can I say? Gulfport is around, I'm talking about Gulfport go-kart track, is a round track.
Yeah.
Sunny South will be longer straightaways, a little bit tighter turns.
Nice. And it's going to be banked, you said. You don't know what kind of banking, but it's going to
be banked. Right, it's going to be banked, you know.
Wow.
That'd be decided at a later date, but yes, it will be banked. And what we're looking at, here's what we'd like to do. On the go-kart track, guy goes in there deep and kind of floats up to the outside.
Yeah.
Well, instead of bouncing off the wall, now he's on the asphalt track.
Yeah, and that's probably a little bit safer, that runoff.
Right, a little bit safer, no harm done. I mean, you know, it shook him up a little bit for the transaction elevation, but he has not hurt himself or the car.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good design. What classes? Obviously, you're going to have carts on there. Is it going to be large enough, or would we see, because they're so much faster, and I know they're going to be running at Flemington next Saturday, would you see the mini sprints maybe there? Or is that too fast?
Don't know.
What about motorcycles? I see some motorcycles that also travel on some of the dirt. Is that something you might consider? And I know you're really concentrating on the kart guys, because there's been a call for this.
Right. We're in conversation now with that motorcycle group out of Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about the mini sprints. I don't know if they would be able to negotiate that. You know, we had them down there on asphalt.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and they were fast on asphalt.
Yeah.
But I tell you what I'd like to see, and we're going to try it. I know we'll do this. I happen to know the people that run the track.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see once in a while put on a little show with legends on it, for sure.
Oh, my gosh, really?
For sure.
Wow. See, that'd be fun and, just to try.
Right. And I'd like to say this about the go-karts.
Mm-hmm.
Not talking them down.
Sure.
But I have heard stories about the big races.
Mm-hmm.
And the 15-plus different classes,
and
they run from 2 in the afternoon to 2 the next morning.
Sunny
Style's not going to do that.
Right.
We're going to run go-karts, and don't get me wrong, as a class shows up there, we will definitely run you.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to maintain a little bit, not try to run every go-kart class in the world. You know, we have two good, strong classes.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday Night Asphalt now, Junior One Champ and Senior Pro Clone.
Whoa, those guys are fast, too.
Right. Also, definitely want to put on a open show on the dirt at least once a month.
Wow.
I've talked to some guys already about that, and to me, you're not going to get no better.
No, you've not seen it yet. Yeah, now you guys are going to be busier. You'll be working the track overnights out of Friday night into Saturday to get it ready.
Sir.
So, wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
We're going to do what it takes. We're going to jump. We're going to give you something nobody else can.
Oh, yeah, two tracks.
Come race with us
a
on a two-day show and see asphalt and dirt.
Man, that is so cool. Now, let me ask you, what time frame, how long does it take to build a track like that, get it ready? And then, what are you looking at? Have you guys, I know you're obviously working on the 2014 schedule now, but is it just too far out of grasp to put out any start updates yet?
We're looking at a practice in February, our chili bowl, so to speak, where we cook the chili and have you come down and feed you in practice. We will do that in the middle of February, try to pick a weekend that it doesn't rain.
And
definitely crank up around the second weekend of March.
Wow. Hey, you're going to beat a lot of tracks. That's exciting. Well, you heard it right here on Full Throttle. You got Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway announcing two tracks for next year. You have to expand that website because it's already full of great stuff. But, man, two sites, how about it? And two tracks and two nights. That's a great way to do it. And we wish you good luck. We appreciate you being a big part of the show. And I know you guys have got a lot of planning to do and a lot of cool things. But I tell you, if you're not familiar with the website again or the racetrack, go to sunnysouthraceway.org. And one more time, tell us about the banquet.
Banquet December the 14th, Sims Community Center. Be there.
Just like that. Joe, I appreciate you guys. We'll have you on another week or so. We wish you a blessed Thanksgiving with the family. I know you're going to have one, and save me a turkey leg, brother.
There you go, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yes, Joe McArdle. That's exciting news. Sunny South Raceway, dirt and asphalt. That's going to be a lot of fun to play with. Hang on. NASCAR Ron's coming up from Flemington Speedway. And also next, the famous Yellow 99. They are unloading right now at Five Flag Speedway. We talk with Wayne Niedecken Jr. next. Hey, welcome.
Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Did you know you can listen on your smartphone? If you go to the apps, you just dial in or you download the TuneIn. It's called TuneIn, and look up WAVH, and you can listen all the time. Now, we'll also have this show podcast later by tomorrow on our website. It's usfdracing.org. As you know, Kane Motorsports races with United States Fire Department Racing, bringing funds and awareness to volunteer fire departments all over the country. Thrilled to be a part of that group out of Kannapolis. Still to come, NASCAR Ron with Flemington Speedway. He's got big news about next Saturday's 10th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship. You know, you've got all the local levels, but it's so excited to have the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars on that bull ring. That's going to be huge. But, you know, this has been an interview I've been waiting a long time to bring on. And let me just tell you about Wayne Niedecken Jr. Some of the accomplishments he's already had. Second generation driver, obviously. Papa was an amazing runner. Over 35 years experience in fabrication of race car setup. That's the day job. 35 years in competitive asphalt racing and a two-time NASCAR Grand American National Champion. By the way, the first one that did it. And he's competed in 29 snowball derbies, and he's ready for the 30th. Wayne, you're a busy man. Good morning. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Well, good morning.
Wayne, I got to tell you, we saw you last Saturday over at the Mobile International Speedway. Talk for just a little bit, and you've already done some testing on the cars. You had a private test, and before we get into all the history that is Wayne Niedecken Jr., tell us about how your setup's going for not one car, but, man, you're doing two this year.
Well, we're doing pretty good so far. We're a little ahead of the curve, I feel like. The supercar, we made major gains on, and the car was, you know, it was fast. It just, you know, like I told you earlier, it just wasn't quite fast enough, yeah. And the pro car has just been a steady car all year for us, and we got hooked up with A-Rob out of Atlanta 2 years ago, and we've got one of their new chassis, which is the supercar that we'll be running or trying to run on Sunday if we can get in the show, and the main thing right now is just get focused, try to get us some mock qualifying runs, and see if we can get that car to perform at the top level we need it to, and I think we're really, really close to hitting that mark. Today we're going back out, and we have a second setup on the car. We're just trying something totally different today, and we'll see where we're at.
What is it about the Derby? Now, obviously, you come from a long line of racing. You grew up in it, so, I mean, your name is famous along the Gulf Coast and beyond that, from all the racing that you guys have done with your dad and yourself. But how did the bug bite your dad? How did he get started?
My dad just liked hot rods back in, you know, in the 40s and 50s, you know. You know, as a young man, you know, you're always intrigued by a fast car or, a loud car, you know. And back in those days, you know, they had the coupes and stuff like that. And that pretty much got him started. You know, you got to get off the street and get on a circuit somewhere, you know, or you're going to really get in trouble because of, you know, the law. They don't like you speeding around.
Yeah.
Well, so, I mean, that's how Dad got started. And, you know, Dad was a mechanic, and he very savvy, and I want to say Dad had a seventh grade education. I want to say sixth grade education is what Dad had in schooling, and I mean, that was one sharp man.
That's incredible.
There wasn't nothing I didn't see him try that he couldn't conquer.
Won the first snowball derby.
Well, Dad was, the way Dad raced was, you know, he wouldn't be a rabbit. He'd take his time. He would save his stuff until the very end, because that's when it paid the money. It didn't pay to be the jackrabbit. It paid to win that race. Yeah. And, you know, Dad raced for a living. That's what my father did. He raced cars for a living. And, he started in the super modifieds, and he was always around at the end of the race. He might not win it, but he would be right there in the top five pretty much every time, unless he had a failure, got in a crash or something. Yeah. And he was just a savvy racer. And, you know, I try to mold myself off of that to take care of my stuff and be around at the end and, you know, have a good run at the end of the day. And, the Lee Trails race was a prime example of that. We waited a little bit too long to go. And I saved my stuff and I waited a little too long to go. And then when I did go, they kept having caution after caution, and now the way they restart these races, they double file you, and it was just biting us every time. And, we wound up third in that race right at the very, I think coming off turn four, we passed for third, but we really had a car that I felt like could have at least run second, possibly won that show.
Wow. You know, you look at all your accomplishments, you know, third in all-time top 10 snowball derby finishes, 10 track champions along the Gulf Coast and beyond. What would it mean, and I ask all the drivers who I've been talking to, and obviously I get probably pretty much the same answer, but that trophy, the snowball derby, what would that mean for you, Wayne, to take that home?
Well, it's a lifelong achievement. I mean, I've won so many races in this, you know, in the southeast down here, and that's the one that's escaped me. I've run second in it. And there's been probably at least 10 of those races where, you know, we were in the right position to win the show and just something stupid happened to where it just knocked you out of it. And, you know, you don't get but, you know, a handful of chances to win that thing, you know. And nowadays we're running against Winston Cup team we're running against.
And that's I wanted to ask you about a little bit. How does a local driver who has his own shop and you know has many clients to come and you set up cars and that's your day job as well, but how do you compete with, you know, Chase Elliott who comes down here with the Hendrick stuff and a NASCAR team to change tires and all that stuff? You guys got to be more than just on your A game. How does that affect the way you drive?
Well, you surround yourself with good people and you have a good source of information. I call it information highway, and you know, thus the A-Rob connection for me. And Gene Roberts and Alex Roberts out of they're north of Atlanta and in a place called Monroe. And the car I'm running is one of Gene's cars. He built that car from scratch, and he's probably got 10 of them out there. And Gene used to be Bill Elliott's crew chief back in the 90s.
Oh, wow.
And he driver developed Reed Sorensen and David, and the last one he driver developed was Max Gresham, who is running trucks now.
Yeah.
But Gene's touched a lot of different drivers, you know, and has mentored and helped along the way, and very, very knowledgeable. And we went to him because, you know, we were just that, you know, I had doubts. You know, we got on this soft spring, big bar setups now, and back in the day, the front springs were the stiffest springs in the car, and the rear were the softest. Well, now the fronts are the softest, and the rears are the stiffest. So, I mean, it's just totally backwards and different from what, you know, we had done in the past. Yeah. And, you know, when I first got on that stuff, I was tied in with Bubba Gale. Well, yeah. Bubba moved to North Carolina. Well, you know, you got to find you another source. And I wound up going, you know, getting involved with A-Rob up in Atlanta, and it's really been good for me because, you know, I'm able to communicate well with them, and, you know, we talk back and forth about different things on the cars or things that I see going on around me, and how the car feedback or the feedback in the car is to me, you know, as far as being rough. Because we're running, you know, like I told somebody the other day, I said, you know, you're running on 100-pound springs.
Yeah,
and I said the car is actually sitting on rubber.
Yeah,
with the bump rubbers is what you're actually running on. Man. And you got to have a good balance in that car, no matter what, whether it was on stiff springs or you know on the rubbers. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter of having the right shock combination, the right balance, the right rubber combination in the car. You know, it still falls back to the same old thing. You got to have a good balanced race car, and you know, we went out to do a mock qualifying the other day, and the car just skated around like it was up on top of the ground. You know, well, some of that's air pressure in the tires, some of that's the valving in the shocks, you know, and it's just a matter of getting all that correct, and we're going to go out today with a total different package in the car, and we'll see where it shakes out.
Well, we've got maybe 2 more minutes. I want to say congratulations to you on a new sponsor for the Derby. You've got a car dealership on. Tell us about how that came about and how they're helping you out.
Lee Stobbs over here in Milton, it's a Chevrolet dealership. Mm-hmm. They're in the process of remodeling and expanding, and I have a good friend, Kevin Hobbs. I've known Kevin since probably the early 80s. That is the parts manager over there. And I just, you know, was thinking about Kevin and his connection there with Chevrolet. And he'd helped me in the past back when he was working at Sandy Sansing. And I was able to get Sandy Sansing sponsor. Cool. You know, it was a small sponsor, but it was associate and it helped. And, I mean, basically that's where we are again, you know, with Luce Hobbs. He's going to be an associate sponsor on the car. But you never know where that will grow to. I mean, it could turn into something really, really big. You know, you just got to take care of your sponsors and treat them right and give them all the airtime you can give them and make sure that they get plugged.
Yeah, that's it. Now, as you prepare in getting ready, you have such a, like I said, a colorful history, and we have a lot of young drivers, a lot of go-karters, a lot of kids. You know, at Sunny South Raceway, they've got kids starting at 5 years old up. So they listen to the show every weekend. So I want to know, Wayne, what would you tell a new driver just getting started, whether it's a kid or a family member that's just getting into racing? What would be one of the main good pieces of advice Wayne Niedecker Jr. would say?
I'd tell them to pay attention in school and get an excellent education and use that education. If they want to go into the racing industry,
awesome,
make sure that they apply that education towards that development, because education is the number one key in life and number one key in racing as well, because you look at all the engineers that are involved in the Winston Cup level now, and it's all about education.
Well, Wayne, I can't wait to see you out there, not with one but two cars. We appreciate you taking the time, and I know you're waiting to load up and head over to Pensacola. So good luck on the test, and I hope to talk to you in Victory Lane, my friend. Thank you for taking time with us this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. There you go. He's going to be a busy guy heading out to Five Flags Speedway. Wayne Niedecker Jr., a class act, and guys and kids, listen to what he said. Get that education. Come on. It's time to hit the dirt track again, going out to Flemington Speedway, and the return of the Cajun Wing Sprint Cars. It's all next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, and always brought to you by our great sponsors, including Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Mobile Regional Airport. Want to take a quick second and thank all the Kane Motorsports racers, sponsors. These guys, without them, we would have not been able to build the new car that we have, and we are ready for the Snowball Derby. Thank you to all 74 Gulf Coast McDonald's. We believe in what you guys do, and I appreciate you guys believe what we do. Also, Mobile Regional Airport, Bayside Insurance, our friends at Performance Graphics, going to make the car look great. Bay City Collision, just in case, well, you know what happens there. Auto Painter Supply, Mobile Metro Glass, our friends at Pull Apart, Ball Sack Tire, K1 Racing Gear, and Alabama Teen Challenge and Skywatch Traffic. All those guys help us get to the track every weekend. And I tell you, one track I need to get to next weekend, it's great. It's been too long. NASCAR, Ron back on from Flemington Speedway. And Ron, you got a big show coming to the Bullring, and it's the 10th annual Big Dirt event. Tell us about it, bro.
I tell you what, Kane, it's one of our growing events. It's the 10th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship, and we get a lot of the drivers around from the local area up towards your neck of the woods, and then back towards Milton and Pensacola, and we actually pick up some from up in North Alabama.
Well,
we'll get some cats up from Greenville, Alabama, to come down and race with us a little bit.
Well, you have an open practice Friday, the 29th, from 6 to 9, and then it all starts next Saturday. The gates open at 3, and I'm looking. The entry is not that bad. For the car entry, $20, pit passes $25, adults only $15, and kids 12 and under. I'm sorry, 6 to 12, only $5. 5 and under are free. But I'm looking at the money you guys are paying out in the classes you've got. Street stocks, bombers, vintage, mini sprints, which are amazing. The tuners, that's pretty much like what you hear, like a Stinger, isn't it? Like a front-wheel drive car?
Yeah, front-wheel drive car. They pretty well have gone away. You don't see as many front-wheel drive cars around here as you used to do.
Yeah, they crushed a bunch of them, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, you used to go to a racetrack and you'd have on an average 15, 17, 18 front-wheel drive cars, and those are more your beginner division.
Yeah.
But I believe if you look at beginner's class, if you had to look at the two, I believe the Bombers and the Gulf Coast Wing Mini Sprints is two of the classes that I'm seeing a lot of kids are really getting into it. We had a kid this year that raced with us, outgoing kid, and just loved it. And he's Tripp Thomas is, goodness alive, that kid, I think it's 14, 15 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and he drove the Bomber, didn't he?
Yeah,
had him on the show. Had him on the show. Yeah, the kid can drive too.
I
so.
Tell you, he is just an awesome kid. And you know, you kids out there listening, we I know y'all had a racer talking about it a while ago. You know, you kids listening, you know, y'all are the next step up in the world of racing. You can look at Logan Boyette. Mm-hmm. Logan Boyette raced a go-kart for years. I flagged Logan Boyette for several years in the kart racing, and you look at Logan Boyette now, he's actually racing late models out at Five Flag Speedway.
Yeah, he was on the show just a couple weeks ago getting ready and preparing, and how did you guys, and tell me about the Cajun Sprint Cars added, because you already had a stellar cast of cars, and now with those guys, that just pushed up the ante. I mean, you guys don't need to be shopping next week, and you need to go see some dirt tracks. It's the last time the Cajuns are going to be here this year.
I tell you, you know, Terry is the guy that heads up the Cajun Sprinter Association, and we called on him. They had their banquet a couple of weeks ago, and we talked to him about it, and there were some of them that were still wanting to do a little racing, and so we worked a deal out on the money, and we're kind of pleased to have the Cajuns to come, and this be the last race. We're actually been working with the Cajuns this year, and we're actually going to run more races with the Cajun Sprinter Association next year.
Tell us really quick, we've got about 3 minutes left in the show, about your track, the size of it. And so, I mean, it's a circular bull ring is the best way I can tell you. High bank
now,
circular bull.
That's pretty well the way you say it, Kane. You summed it up. You know, Flemington Speedway is the fastest bull ring in South Alabama. Yeah. If you love side-by-side stock car racing and dirt racing itself and love to see cars get side-by-side and watch sparks fly, well, this is a place you need to come. Come join us at Flemington Speedway, and then we're going to get set to head to the Snowball Derby. The 46th Annual Snowball Derby is coming up, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
What about next year? Are you guys obviously already, a lot of the tracks are planning pretty quick, because there's really not much downtime.
We got a lot of planning going on with this Neesmith Street Stock deal that's going to be a big
deal.
Huge. We're
going to
run... We're going to run two touring races next year with that, and we got a couple other things we got in the works that we ain't going to talk about, but we got a lot of changes in the making. I think the economy's going to turn around for these racetracks, and we made money this year, and we're hoping that we can make more money next year, and we can actually have another big banquet like we did. We had Rick Crawford as our guest speaker and had an excellent banquet, give out a bunch of money, and we're looking forward to 2014.
Well, how do we find your track next weekend? If we're coming off the Interstate I-10, where do we go?
I tell you what, you know, you come off I-10, you just get off at the Flemington exit, exit 69, that's exit 69, take a right and you can't miss us. We're down on the right. If you're coming from Pensacola, take Highway 29 and just go to the top of the hill up there off of 31 and you look to your left and you can't miss us. We're right here beside this big old church here, Little Scamia Baptist Church. Hey, I want to tell y'all, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Y'all don't eat too much turkey. And all y'all, a Merry Christmas. I believe in using Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, and we appreciate y'all and look forward to seeing y'all. We'd love to have y'all. We got the host from Sweet Home, Alabama, is going to be here with us next Saturday.
Well, it's going to be huge. Again, go to FlemingtonSpeedway.com. It's in Flemington, Alabama, the 10th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Champion. Chip, and NASCAR, Ron, I will be there next Saturday. I'm trying to work it out, hopefully. So we'll at least be able to shake hands and say, hey, and get ready for the Derby as we watch some great dirt track racing at your facility. And we'll deal a lot next year with you guys, have you on quite a bit more, and give as much publicity to Flemington as we can.
All right, we appreciate your time, and y'all definitely support Kane's show because it's a major backbone to stock car racing.
Oh, I appreciate that, and the check's in the mail.
Thank you, man. Take care.
Thank you. That's NASCAR, Ron, and that's going to wrap up the time today. We've had a great show, and thank you to Tim Bryant, Five Flag Speedway. The cars are heading out to the track in about a minute. They will start at 9 o'clock. Go to speed51.com, and you can just keep track of all the action at Five Flag Speedway. Thank you to Joe McArdle. Two tracks at Sunny South Raceway doing dirt track in the inside and the asphalt on the outside, and Wayne, Niedecken Jr. you. Good luck, brother. You got a great couple of cars, great stories, and again, NASCAR on with Flemington Speedway. It's going to be awesome. We're getting ready to head to the Derby ourselves. Kane Motorsports, we're ready to go do it. God bless you all. Have a blessed weekend, and we'll see you next weekend.